we're in a, I don't know what you call it, like a French brocante. It's like a sort of a brocante, like a bric-a-brac.
What are they called? I've forgotten. What's it called?
It's a brocante, which
choc
is
en puce.
Choc en puce.
The choc en puce, I think, is the, it's like the bric-a-brac stores.
And I'm standing and shopping around. I feel quite honoured, actually, and with somebody who I consider to be a legend, actually, in her own right. I'm standing with standing with Kirsten Rogers, the author of Supper Club, AKA. Come on, what's your AKA?
Ms. Marmite Lover.
I love the way you say that. There's a sort of naughtiness about the way that you say that, and. And we've just finished on the radio, and we've done a radio show live. And as part of the surprise, I asked Jules from just on the border near Brackley, who runs the Secret Supper Society, to drop in as your surprise guest. And you were delighted to see each other, weren't you?
We were absolutely delighted because Kirsten has inspired me for so long. I don't think I would have been able to get where I am today without Kirsten actually getting the message across about supper clubs.
And today you have your own, I mean, I've been, so I know all about it, but I'm going to tell anyone who's listening to this that Jules has got the most fabulous supper club over on the border of Brackley and North Oxfordshire. You're listed in the back of Kirsten's book.
I am listed in the back of Kirsten's book, which is very exciting. And in fact, I am... I think, well, I know I'm the only person in Oxfordshire that does it. I do it every Friday night. Mm. In the summer, it's beautiful because we overlook the Cherwell Valley. It's four courses with an amuse-bouche, and I have a friend that makes beautiful chocolates that go with the tea and coffee courses.
I had seconds of those. But I could have eaten your entire meal over again. You were saying that you found Kirsten's book inspirational. Tell me a little bit more about what effect her book has had on you and what you do.
Well, it's more that Kirsten has been inspirational. I mean, the book has come later because I've been following Kirsten long before the book came out. But since the book came out, reading How to Run a Supper Club, there's definitely been bits and pieces in there that had never crossed my mind.
What, for instance, that interests me?
Well, I mean, some of the way in which you approach your week, for example, and keeping things set up.
Oh, right, okay.
So,
right. She just made that up. Knows everything.
Bless. We've got the giggles now. We're actually, as we're talking, we're shopping, and Kirsty's leaning over these antiques and picking these things up and comparing them to the London prices.
Wooden breadboard, but still up 20 quid.
That's like a London price, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. I don't know, maybe it's more. I should check it on eBay, but it's carved and around the sides. It's so gorgeous. It's vintage.
For me, I'm going to tell you something. I wouldn't pay £20 for that if you came and said it was gold plated, frankly, because to me, I pick that up with the car boot sale for about 50p.
Yeah, that's really the kind of prices. Yeah. Well, a couple of quid, two or three quid.
You're more generous than me. Talking about generosity, you shared a lot of what you do in that, but in fact, everything that you do. And I mean, I've noticed that while you're promoting sort of the Supper Society, you're also making a huge thing where you're promoting everybody and everything around it. So you're actually getting what I call it the Supper Club Revolution.
Yeah.
I think that you're changing the way that people are looking at things. That's been intentional, hasn't it?
Yes, because what we want people to do is cook from scratch at home. Maybe they can't do it every night of the week. Mm-hmm. I mean, your book Prepped is all about that, isn't it?
Mine's for working mums.
Yeah, for working mums. So realistically, you get in from work or you've had a hard day, you're not going to do this elaborate meal, but certainly at weekends. Mm. And you can become a host or you can be a guest, and you can go to someone's home and have home cooked food at a reasonable price. Mm-hmm. Everything's included from start to finish, from hors d'oeuvre right through to the coffee, and it's a good deal, and you get to meet other people.
It does vastly improve your social life, doesn't it, Jules?
It does. That's how I met you.
That's true. That's true. We're standing here because of the connections. It's perfect. I mean, you were saying it's ideal for mums who've perhaps sort of decided... decided they want to do something?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm completely tied to the school run, and this fits in totally with the children because they're still young enough that I don't want to do something that's going to disrupt them, which is why I do it on a Friday night, because they think they're getting away with murder by staying up very late.
Oh, they do.
They do. But it doesn't matter because the next day is Saturday and they've got time to recover. Yes.
You were saying earlier that this is a political movement for you.
Well, I think it's about empowerment, particularly of women, and it's the DIY punk philosophy, which is you don't need certificates, you don't need a course to tell you can do something, you just go ahead and do it.
So it's about giving confidence to other women, it's about Absolutely. Supporting other people yeah. and giving
I mean,
them that confidence.
Well. But I think this is particularly valid for women because most women, especially because of their parenting their parenting duties, they can't go and work full-time in a restaurant, yeah. which is why most chefs still are men. I mean, recently I went to the World's 50 Best Restaurants Awards. Actually, I bunked in, got into a bit of trouble because of that. But...
Is that a punk philosophy as well? I like
it. Of course, of course.
Like, I'm going to be a punk.
Yeah, don't wait to be invited. Anyway, and... They had a special award for Best Woman Chef, which says something in itself. I mean, do they have, you know, Best Black Chef or Best Jewish Chef or Best...
Blonde Chef.
Ginger Chef. You know, no, Best Woman Chef, which still shows it's quite a minority proportion of chefs. But her restaurant was number 74 in the list.
Well, that's just saying something, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, that tells you about food. And yet in the homes and in our nation, we are the ones preparing the food.
Yeah, I mean, 99.9% of the world's cooking is done by women. But if you were a Martian, you came to this planet, switched on the TV and looked at cooking TV, you'd think most of the cooking was done by men.
That's a very valid point, actually. And in fact, we were talking about this the other day, about the fact that it's just what women do. They get on with it and they don't need accolades and special titles to get on with cooking.
But it's also about the minute a man does something, it becomes a valued profession.
We'll give him a round of applause. He's cooked something, yeah, including exactly. My husband, who could, you know, I'd faint if he did. I mean, it is. It's such a shock if a man, you know, I'm going to get in trouble here with all the men who are listening to this, aren't I?
Well, yeah, I'm always in trouble with men, which is probably why I'm single. But you know, yeah, I mean, a man does something, suddenly he gets paid for it. It's a profession. I mean, women's work is invisible most of the time.
I have to agree with that. Jules,
I do agree with that, although I am in an incredibly fortunate situation where my husband supports completely. Yeah. He does a full day at work in London, gets off the train and then comes and waiters for me. But and I know that he loves it. It's front of house. It's a little bit flirty.
I was not flirting with your husband.
No. He does absolutely love it. But you're right. A lot of the stuff we do is invisible, and it's constant. Mm. You know, just the week just gone by has been half term, but I still had the restaurant. So there's all the revision to do, the washing to do, and. It's sometimes I think it's from when you get up in the morning and you go to bed at night. It's non-stop and don't get paid for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. Kirsten, I think you're the most inspirational woman I've ever met. It's been absolutely a delight to get to know you. I'm sure I'm going to see plenty of you over the coming months. And thank you both very, very much for spending the time on the radio today and for coming shopping with me here.
Thanks, Vanessa.
Thank you, Vanessa.